images of the Holy Family. Maybe we imagine the scene of Joseph leading a mule, carrying Mary and the infant Jesus. They're traveling the barren landscape, and the group looks somber yet peaceful. Thus we imagine the flight into Egypt. Another image may be of Mary sitting at the door of the house, holding a distaff and spindle, the common tools of making thread that eventually would be made into fabric for the household. Out in front of the home are Joseph and a very young Jesus. Joseph was engaged in his trade of carpentry. Thus we have an image of the Holy Family and life, Holy Family's life in Egypt, where they lived as refugees during the reign of King Herod. Today, some of us may be tempted to consider such depictions of the Holy Family as quaint, idealistic, or holding us to an impossible standard. We look at our own families and know that family life can be hectic and frustrating, especially at this time of year. We would like a more reasonable model to follow, perhaps like the families that we see on television. Those families have their flawed characters, but somehow seem to work out their problems before the end of each episode. So what are we to do with the Holy Family, made up of two flawless characters and one nearly flawless dad? It may be good for us to step back and take a second look at the Holy Family. Jesus is indeed the Son of God, and Mary was born immaculate, free of all stain of sin. But they faced many human problems. They were refugees and immigrants. They most likely faced discrimination in Egypt. They had to resettle not once, but twice. Jesus ran off without telling his parents. Joseph had to trust in a dream and put up with the suspicions about his wife. These are real human family problems, and the Holy Family had to face them just as any family faces its problems today. The challenge for us is to look beyond the images we see in stained glass windows and idealized paintings. The Holy Family shows us more than anything the power of living life grounded in the three theological virtues of faith, hope, and love. Because of their faith in God, they knew that God keeps his promises. Such faith provided a foundation upon which they could hope, despite the many challenges and obstacles thrown their way. Their little family would make it through. And finally, there was love. They depended upon each other. Mary and Joseph did extraordinary things for their child, Jesus Christ. He grew in wisdom and so understood all that his parents, through their love and sacrifices, did for him. These theological virtues can strengthen our families too. We may never earn the title holy, but even a little holiness goes a long way. So on this Feast of the Holy Family, let us look at a family not all that much different from our own, a family that faced many trials and yet was able to persevere because of their faith in God, their hope in God's promises, and their love for one another. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming new year.